This is your KUTX Soundcheck. I'm Taylor Wallace. Austin City Limits announced yesterday that Paul Simon is set for his first ever ACL live taping on May 12th. Simon is coming to Austin next month, playing two nights at the Bass Performance Hall, and now, apparently, he's sticking around for a third night to make his ACL live debut, one the event company is already marking as historic. It seems that Led Zeppelin's Robert Plant and Jimmy Page can easily settle the infamous Stairway to Heaven lawsuit against Michael Skidmore, trustee of Randy Wolf, aka Randy California, aka the Spirit guitarist who wrote the song Taurus that part of Stairway to Heaven is allegedly stolen from. And it'll only cost them $1 and a writing credit and a share in the song's future profits, including the changing of a $60 million contract made back in 2008 between Plant Page and Warner Chappell Music. Should Plant and Page choose not to settle out of court, the copyright infringement trial will happen on May 10th in Los Angeles.
No stairway. Denied.
Prince. Let's keep talking about Prince. The rest of the world is. Since his death last Thursday, the legend, believed by many to now be faring and feasting among the gods, has sold nearly 3.5 million albums and songs in the U.S. alone. And as those who knew Prince mourn together, some are becoming inspired. Prince's former band, Revolution, has decided to reunite and tour together in honor of the late musician. Revolution was formed by Prince in 1979, and the group recorded a handful of studio albums and soundtracks, including singles When Doves Cry and Raspberry Beret. It seems that I was busy doing something close to nothing. Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.